Caregivers, have you ever felt like nothing is going right? Well, cheer up and welcome to Dave, the Caregivers Caregiver Radio Program on Health Star Worldwide, where you'll learn how to avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout and how to survive the grieving process. They say that there are only three types of people in the world: those who are caregivers, those who will become caregivers, and those who will someday need a caregiver. Join Dave and his guests now and every Tuesday at noon Pacific on Radio Star Worldwide as they share practice tips and tools that you can start using immediately to help get you through this day so you can live your caregiver life more fully and abundantly. Now, here's your caregiver host, Dave Nassani.
From Los Angeles, a big LA welcome to all my listeners out there in Radioland. I'm Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver, coming to you live globally through the famous Radio Star Worldwide Radio Network and the Blab Television Network. Yes, folks, I'm the guy who's going to help you and guide you. And Adrienne's here. She's going to help you and guide you as well through this very difficult journey called caregiving, and we are going to do our very best to help you avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout. Now, we have an exciting show planned for you today with my lovely co-host, Adrienne. What are we going to do, you might ask? That's a great question. I just lost my train of thought. Anyway, it's back. Janie Becker, and she is an amazing lady. She is called the Encourager. She's a certified massage therapist and also a healing expert. And she is really into aromatherapy. And caregivers, you know you've got to relax. You know you've got to get massages. You know you've got to learn relaxation techniques. And Janie is the person who's going to teach you how to do all of this. So stay tuned. You do not want to miss the show. Now, if you're new, we get many new listeners every week, especially from the Blab Television Network. I'm your host, Dave Nassani, and this show is to caregivers of every kind. And the one thing we know about caregivers is that they're caring, they're selfless, they're sacrificial, all those wonderful, wonderful things. But yeah, they are very prone to burnout, which is not a wonderful thing because they tend to put everyone else's needs above their own. You know, it's like you go on the airplane and they tell you, you know, in the event of an emergency, put your oxygen mask on first before you help your loved one with their mask, because they know from experience that if you don't, you will most likely black out and then you won't be of any good to anybody. And I can't think of a better analogy for caregivers because they're just like that. So you're in the right place. Now, we also talk about grief and loss here and the devastating effects it can have on us, because anytime you lose something, you go through the grief process. And there's no way around the grief process. You've got to go through it. Can't go around it, over, no shortcuts. Got to go through it. Well, we're going to help you get through your grief if it feels like you need some help. So stay tuned. I want to thank my last week's guest, Wendy, and she's an occupational therapist. Wonderful information. So go to my website, caregiverscaregiver.com. And all of these shows are recorded podcasts, and they're on YouTube as well, as also this show as well. Now, just a reminder, you can hear when you do. Let me just slap myself here. Okay, start over. It's hard being a radio show host. Okay, where was I? When you are on my website, caregiverscaregiver.com, I can get through this. You are going to be asked if you're a candidate for burnout, and you take this short quiz, and we will give you my free book. It's not a free book, but I'm going to give it to you free. One arm, one leg, 100 words, overcoming unbelievable hardships, just for doing that. And you're going to find out how you can, avoid that dreaded thing called burnout. And if you're even a candidate for burnout, which you know you are. All right, enough of that. Welcome, Adrienne, and
Hi.
Welcome, Janie, and welcome, Sammy.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi, Adrienne.
Hi. Hi. We could use Janie's volume to go up a little bit as well.
Okay, better?
Oh, that's much better.
That's much better.
Good. So how are you, Janie?
I am excellent. Excited to join you today.
Yes, thanks so much for joining us at such last minute holiday schedule and this and that. So why don't you take a couple of minutes and introduce yourself to Adrian and myself and to our audience, and just tell us who is Janie Becker? Why should we listen to her?
Well, for 20 years, I served the people of California in state service in 9 different departments and learned a lot about customer service.
Wow.
And many years ago, my mother was ill with a nerve degenerative disease, and we learned a little bit about caregiving then. And then for 9 years, I served with my 2 sisters as a caregiver for 4 elders during the 9 years of their aging process. So we learned healthcare and government systems and how to sacrifice yourself until you feel you're exhausted and overwhelmed.
So there's actually a course in how to sacrifice yourself as a caregiver on the altar of caregiving. I just thought that came natural. You have to learn how to do that.
Well, I often say to newly volunteered caregivers, you hit the ground running and call your friends and ask your resources. And the good news is we have the internet and the caregiver's caregiver with lots of tips and ideas. So many years ago, we didn't have all these resources.
And thank you for that shameless plug. Thank you. I wanted to ask you some questions.
Sure.
You are into, tell me about the aromatherapy thing and all of that stuff.
Okay.
Because some people, I bet, don't even know what aromatherapy is.
Right. Well, once upon a time, when I was working 2 jobs, one in state service and one in retail, I decided that I was going to, because I was always touchy-feely, I wanted to learn a little bit about massage therapy. So I took 3 weeks off and took an intensive course in massage therapy. And after that, I learned from a friend of mine. I was volunteering at a golf tournament, and she asked me if I'd like to know more about aromatherapy. And all I knew was it was something that smelled good. Well, I found out there's a real science to it. And I always tell people you want to know the source, because there's a lot of copycat people trying to get in on the woo-woo healing aspect without knowing about it. And you always want to know your source so that you know you're getting pure and potent essential oils. And I started by taking a 12-week course with a gentleman named John Berge. And I learned about a number of different kits and the healing therapies that could result from it. And I was able to release asthma using the essential oil of peppermint.
I love peppermint.
Yeah, instead of using an inhaler and having to go to the hospital for a shot of adrenaline, I was able to maintain good breathing with essential oil of peppermint.
Well, that's good. You know, you and I have something in common. I also am a massage therapist, along with my other 20 hats that I wear. And so, and my daughter was a, she worked for Shiseido, a cosmetic line, and then they got into massage and then doing these really weird things like, you know, the third eye oil dripping on your forehead and just the seaweed wrap and just wonderful things. And she used to do shows at convention centers, and I was her guinea pig. I gladly volunteered because I got all these wonderful treatments. But yeah, Adrian, have you've heard of aromatherapy? Yes.
Of course, yes.
Have you ever used any in your multitude of relaxation techniques?
Yes, and I have this wonderful little diffuser that you can put the oils in that then has a vaporizer and sends it out, you know, where I sleep or where I work. It's lovely.
So you're serious hardcore with that. That's good. What's your favorite flavor or scent? depending on what you want to do,
mint
right?
Chocolate.
Do they have a chocolate?
There is
Janie?
A chocolate mint that I grow.
Oh, I love chocolate mint ice cream. You think I would like that?
It's a delicious plant.
And this stuff is good to actually intake internally, right? I mean, that's what I heard. The really good stuff is.
Yes, the pure and potent essential oils can be consumed either in your water or in a double-lock capsule. Mm-hmm. And you want to be guided by a certified aromatherapist because there are some cautions around it depending on your medical condition or your frame of mind.
Mm. Yeah, I also love the cinnamon. I would like to I take that internally as well. One time I was on a plane and I didn't realize that I had refilled the bottle, and the little thing on the bottle that makes it only come out a drip at a time was gone. And I was on a plane, and I went like this, boom, and it went all over me, and the whole plane just reeked. And I heard over the loudspeaker, well, somebody who's doing cologne, you know, I had to like go in the restroom and take off all my clothes and give myself a bath in there. And it was so embarrassing.
Well, my experience with overindulgence by error is that there are some essential oils like purification or thieves that you can diffuse, as Adrian was speaking of, that will help neutralize the overpowering aroma. And typically what people who have, quote, sensitivities to aromas, typically the pure and potent essential oils will not create a reaction for those.
Oh, cool. And how do you know if you're getting a good essential oil or you're getting a cheap counterfeit? I mean, how do we know?
Well, I provide live workshops in my studio to help people. In fact, we have one coming up on Saturday about the supplement. But the way you know is either by experimenting or talking to somebody who's an aromatherapist. There are a lot of companies that do not divulge their ingredients. And one time at a convention with our company, we found that there was a broker for lavender.
Mm.
What he was saying was that over 600% of the lavender that's exported, and we were going, wait a minute, how can you have over 600% of what you grow being exported? And the answer was there are companies that use other
fillers.
Yes. Synthetics to dilute the pure essential oil, and they still call it natural lavender, for example.
Wow.
They can call it natural, they can call it organic if it is, but they won't tell you it's diluted. And it is diluted. That's exactly what it is.
Right.
So what's your experience? Apparently you were a caregiver as well, so you know firsthand the life of a caregiver. And what other things do you recommend to caregivers other than massages, which we didn't even get into? There's different kinds of massages, right? There's soft tissue, there's deep tissue, there's, you know, slap them around. I was in Egypt one time and I got a massage from this Turkish guy. And man, that guy just whipped me and slapped me for an hour. And I don't know if it felt good or not, but I think it did because I felt better afterwards. But there's so many different massage techniques. Why don't you explain the differences and what they do and what do you recommend and the different moods you're in? You should get different techniques. I don't know.
Well, the first and most important part is knowing your own body and your sensitivities. Some people, as you mentioned, like deep tissue, and other people want a gentle touch. Some people have fibromyalgia, so they want something like Reiki, which is barely being touched and using the energy field to help improve the energy of the client.
Is that like a feather?
Yes. Actually, there is a number of techniques we use to help people who are highly sensitive because they've been through so much trauma in their life. There are some essential oils that help applying them to the feet and using a variety of techniques. And one of my specialties is raindrop technique, and that's using 9 essential oils on the feet and then turning the client over and then dropping the essential oils with some feathering techniques and some beautiful massage techniques, and then using hot towels to drive the oils in. And many many clients report that they feel not only they're relieved from the physical stress, but also emotional stress.
Wow. Adrian, can't you just see burned out caregiver? I mean, this is so simple. You get some essential oils, you get a hot towel, a few techniques, and it's like night and day. It's like you've just been rejuvenated and your batteries have been recharged. And how long could that take? Like 30 minutes?
Actually, it's closer to 50 or 60 minutes.
Well, that's okay. Sign me up. But we don't do it, do we? We don't, as caregivers, we just don't even
take the time.
You know, and we're not even thinking in that direction.
No.
So how can we change that?
We're not thinking of taking that time for ourselves.
Right.
We don't deserve it. We're not worthy.
We're not worthy.
To quote Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Right. That's how people usually come to me, is a friend tells them, if you will just take an hour and do that, it will change your viewpoint. It'll change the stress in your neck and shoulders. It'll change your attitude. And it's a simple thing, but it doesn't make it easy to make the time for yourself.
Yeah. And what's the alternative if they don't do it? Well, resentment, anger, bitterness, losing your temper, yelling at your loved one, God forbid, hitting your loved one. We don't want that to happen.
The way I was able to deal with it was to get someone who, I did research and found someone who came to my place rather than my needing to leave, which was always difficult. I found someone who would come to me.
Yeah. And, you know, I can hear people out there, I don't have money for that. That costs money. You know, I'm barely making ends meet. Well, you know what? I know a lot of massage therapists, and many of them wouldn't mind bartering. You know, like if you are into crafts, you know, and you can make them crafts, they can give you a massage, or you know, they're a terrible cook and you can cook frozen meals for them. I mean, there are so many creative things you can do. If your husband's an auto mechanic, get him to fix their car, because their cars are always breaking down. Right?
They always have such good ideas.
Yeah. Because I used to have one that came to the house as well. And that is really nice. So I think it's time for a break. Sammy, why don't you do the break? And we will be right back. Don't go away. We've got more.
Being a caregiver takes a special person with passion and compassion. But even you can become a little burned out from time to time. The Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Show was developed to help you overcome obstacles, adversity, and burnout, as well as just having a place to rest, relax, and recharge your batteries. We've all been there, and you're not alone. Now, you can take the Caregiver's Caregiver with you. Get the top 25 radio shows in convenient form that plugs right into your USB car stereo or computer. Learn the techniques, tips, and encouragement we all need to better handle the day-to-day challenges. For around $1 per show, just $29.77, get the credit card-sized USB card to have with you anytime you need a caregiver's pick-me-up. Just go to DaveTheCaregiversCaregiver.com and order yours today. Go to DaveTheCaregiversCaregiver.com now. Consider it an investment in you, and ultimately, an investment in them. Caregivers, have you ever felt like nothing is going right? Well, cheer up and tune into Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver radio program on Radio Star Worldwide, where you'll learn how to avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout and how to survive the grieving process. With roughly 100 million caregivers in the U.S. and Canada alone, it's about 1/3 of the population. That means everybody probably knows somebody caring for a loved one. They say that there are only three types of people in the world: those who are caregivers, those who will become caregivers, and those who will someday need a caregiver. Mothers of special need children, family members caring for elderly parents, spouses, siblings, or friends caring for disabilities such as Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, muscular dystrophy, AIDS, autoimmune diseases. The list goes on. Join Dave and his guests every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific on Radio Star Worldwide as they discuss avoiding caregiver burnout and surviving grief. You'll start feeling better in no time as you begin to receive practical tips and tools that you can start using immediately to help you get through the day and to live life more fully and abundantly.
And we're back with Janie Becker. Constant reminders that life is not perfect. I pulled out my microphone plug. I hate when that happens. Janie Becker, as I was saying, the Encourager, certified massage therapist, healing specialist. Janie, I'm going to post your website here. And let's see where it is here. There we go. And I think it's very interesting. Boost your brain to brilliance. Wow. And then over here it says, what would your life be like if you knew how to? And then there's six options here. Make more time to take better care of yourself and still take good care of your loved one. Now there's a concept, huh? Make the time for yourself. Count for lifting your daily outlook to increasing energy. Get better sleep. That's a biggie. Develop stronger relationships, gain more confidence, gain better productivity. I mean, these are all the things that caregivers complain about. These are the things that Adrian and I work tirelessly around the clock trying to get people to get the concept of taking care of yourself. And here you've got a whole website telling people step by step how to do it. What have you got to say about that, Janie? What can you help these people with? It's tiring.
Number one, as you indicated, how airlines tell us to take care of ourselves first, we still have a tendency to put ourselves last. So probably the biggest part is allowing ourselves permission to do something for ourselves. And what we find is when we do that, more productive, we are more caring, and you can't imagine being more caring than you already are. Mm-hmm. But caring for yourself, you allow space to do a better job of caregiving.
Yeah, you know, for those people who read the Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. They don't really understand that a lot of people don't love themselves very good. They will love the whole world. They'll love the stray cat, but they take crappy care of themselves. So how in the world, if we listen to the Bible, can we love others as we love ourselves? Because if we take crappy care of ourselves, we can take crappy care of others, even though we think we're taking good care of them, right? So we've got to put ourselves first. And any other techniques to get them to change their mindset? Because it's all up here.
Exactly. So one of the things learn to use.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I had mute on. I'm sorry.
Well, one of the tools that I learned many years ago in doing the self-care, one of the things is, as you talked about, is using scripture to help ourselves, encourage ourselves. Sometimes we feel kind of alone as a caregiver, even though we're interacting with the person we're caring for and we're taking them to doctor appointments and to the hospital and to other events. If we can create a way to listen to scripture every day, his love endures forever, as it says in Psalm 106. And by doing those daily devotionals and inspirational affirmations, it helps cheer us up. It helps clear the cobwebs in our mind. And there are lots of tips that we can use in sound therapy to help people relieve the mire of those thoughts. Are you there?
You're muted.
Oh, I'm muted?
No. It was me. Adrian, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes.
When you were a caregiver and you were, you know, suffering burnout and putting up with your husband and his dementia and your mother-in-law and all of that stuff, I'm sure you heard the same things that we're saying. You know, you got to put yourself first. You got to take care of yourself. How long did it take you to ignore that and to finally, you know, get it? And what was it that made you like get it, quote unquote? And how long did it take?
It took about a year and a half.
Wow.
Which was sort of when my mother-in-law moved in and I started to have to care for two people. And it's not easy. A mother and son have issues. I could do no wrong. So she made my life easy. But their contentious relationship was exhausting. I knew that I needed a place to go to get away from that kind of negative noise. And that's when I started looking for help.
So it sounds like you're telling me, which is very similar to drug addicts. They say you can't help a drug addict unless the drug addict wants help, you know?
Is ready.
And the drug addict usually doesn't want help until he hits rock bottom. And in fact, in many cases, he's looking up at bottom because he's below that. And in your case, you hit the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back and says, I can't go on like this.
Well, I mean, I also knew, you know, I had a low bottom. I had a high bottom. I didn't hit a low bottom because I knew.
Well, that's because you're very smart.
More about self-care.
Yeah.
And I was very lucky to be able to have people come into my home and help.
Yeah. Janie, comments?
Yes. And another thing that I remember on the day I was walking away from the VA and I had to admit my dad into the psych ward, the senior psych, I thought it was the hardest day of my life. And yet, as I was walking the long walk, because I'd walked all over the whole VA campus at Long Beach, which is pretty big, and the sun was coming down and I was breathing hard and crying and thinking, oh, you know, having my pity party. And then I realized I needed to give a prayer of thanks that there were people right. who could help me and that I was willing to give up to the help. And that was when I realized, thank you, Lord, for all the different people who've helped us along this long journey. It wasn't easy. And there's a wonderful comedian who has cerebral palsy, and her tagline is, I'm still here.
Yeah, it sounds like you're emotional even thinking of those hard times. We all have those hard times that we almost gave up, that we almost, you know, strangled our loved one, that we almost, you know, just put an end to everything. Never got out of bed. But we're still here. We kept going. But we don't want, you know, like the cell phone, don't wait until it's at 1% flashing red saying danger, Will Robinson, you know. Like Adrian, you know, make your bottom high enough so that, you know, you're not in a critical position where you have to put this fire out or the building's going to burn down.
Right. When you take care of it sooner, it's easier to get that relief. I mean, it's like bouncing a ball, you know, if you bounce it high, it comes back, it'll come back faster.
Right.
Yeah.
Another important technique is to remember to breathe. Breathe deeply. Learn yoga breath. Learn Andrew Weil's technique for breathing in to six counts, holding it for six counts, and releasing it for six counts. And do that three times. That helps us remember. It helps the brain get clear, and remembering to drink lots of water is critical for good health as a caregiver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's something there's always time to do. Breathe and drink water.
Yes. Listen, I want to take another break. Don't go away. We will be right back.
One arm, one leg, 100 words. Overcoming unbelievable hardships is a touching story about Charlene, a stroke survivor. Back in 1996, Charlene was a healthy, normal, very active 52-year-old woman whose amazing talent resembled that of both a Martha Stewart and Wonder Woman. But all that changed when she suffered a massive stroke that left her severely speech impaired and paralyzed on her right side. She met her husband, Dave, 21 years earlier. They had a wonderful fairy tale storybook-like courtship that soon culminated in their marriage. Charlene had just come out of a marriage where after 10 years, she received two black eyes and a broken nose by her former husband when he came home high on speed. Charlene believed in no second chances of any kind for abuse, so she left. Finding herself all alone in the world with her 5 and 10-year-old daughters, Cynthia Lorraine and Deborah Lynn, she started raising them by herself for the next 2 years. Then fate brought them all together. After falling in love with Charlene, Cindy, and Debbie, their love then produced Rebecca. They all had a wonderful, normal life for the next 20 years. But today, things are very different for everyone. One arm, one leg, 100 words. Overcoming unbelievable hardships is the amazing story of a woman's fight to survive all that life had thrown her way. Everyone who knows Charlene is thoroughly amazed at how she lives day by day, month by month, year by year, and with a smile on her face and hope in her heart that everything is going to be okay. Her faith in God is her foundation in this hope that everything happens for a reason, and what doesn't kill her will make her stronger. She inspires everyone that meets her. Best-selling author Lynn Barrington says, "If you think you have it bad, read this book. This is a beautiful, genuine story from the heart. It is inspiring and easy to read. When you finish this book, you'll be able to look at your concerns in a new light." 9-time Grammy and Dove Award recipient, the godfather of contemporary gospel music, Andre Crouch, says, "Charlene just won't let the promises of God go, and she has not let her circumstances get in the way of her faith. She's not just a survivor, she's more than a conqueror. As the Bible states, you will be encouraged by her testimony, regardless of what you're going through." Order your copy today from the author's website, onearmoneleg100words.com. And Dave and Charlene will personally autograph your copy. Enjoy.
And we're back with Janie Becker. Janie, thanks again for coming on the show. I can't believe how fast this hour is going. So I'm on your website again, and I'm looking at some other things that are here. Like, ask yourself, what is stopping you from loving self-care? That's a great way you put it. Loving self-care. And what are the top frustrations you face that exhaust you? So who do you mostly deal with, and what are the most common questions or problems that you have to help people with?
One of the most common problems that's expressed to me is I don't have time to do anything because there's the bills, there's the daily hygiene care.
Disregard that sound.
Those kinds of things. And I asked the question, what would you most like to accomplish at this moment? What's the most important thing for you to do? If you have to pee, and you don't have time to pee, you end up with many more tasks to do cleanup, not to mention if you're embarrassed and you're in the middle of the VA waiting room or the doctor's office. So taking time, that 5 minutes, can relieve you of some of the anxiety. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. How about you, Adrian?
I mean, we try on the site to give people, you know, those 5 minute bites of things that might help. Because if you say, I have no time, and then you show somebody an exercise routine that takes an hour, that's not viable. And there will be a lot of resistance. But when you have something that you can do while you're doing something else, or just one exercise that's a tension releasing exercise with breathing and all of that, it's doable. And people will look, especially if it's guided, I think. They might not be able to get their head from swirling with all the things that they have to do. So if you have someone to listen to, it helps. It helps you get out of your own head.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
Yes. A good example of exactly what you're saying, Adrian, is if the phone rings and you know it's the doctor's office calling, you can pick up the phone, stand up, march in place, stretch side to side, and that will physically alleviate some of the emotional stress and the mental stress you're going through. And always have a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen handy.
Mm-hmm.
You save time.
Amen.
You're right.
Any other suggestions?
There's a technique called emotional freedom technique. Do you know tapping?
No.
It's a wonderful technique. And if you just quickly go to tap of the morning, Brad, quick little tap of the morning where he gives you instruction. There are some beautiful tapping techniques. If people want to, I can send you the information. There's Nick Ortner has a newsletter that he sends out. Janine Crombe has a beautiful monthly tapping that she does. There are lots of people that do that. Wonderful books by Carol Look. If you Google emotional freedom techniques, are wonderful techniques. And it's something you can do sitting in a doctor's office or sitting while you're waiting for lunch to cook. You can do that with the person you're caring for, and it helps both of you. Emotional strain.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that, Adrian?
Yeah. The tapping project, I think, is what Ortner's book is called.
Right.
But if you, you know, it's like you don't necessarily have time to read the whole book. Well, you can find it in bits and pieces that will work for you online.
Why do they call it the tapping?
Well, that's a shortened version of emotional freedom technique description. And
I thought it was a tapping technique on our head or something.
It is a tapping technique. Oh. And there are if you take your fingertips on the back of your hand, you know, there's the front.
Yeah.
And on the side under the pinky finger, if you take the other hand and tap, that's the starting place for emotional freedom technique tapping.
Really? Am I doing it right, Adrian?
The pinky. Yes.
It is the pinky.
Yes.
Like
pinky.
This way?
Yes.
And what is this doing for me?
it's
And as you say things with guidance, like Adrian mentioned, there are wonderful tapping coaches that help you release comes that, oh, I have to do this by myself. I have to do it all. Those kinds of things, there's ways you can say, even though I think I have to do it all by myself, there are many sources of resources to help me get through mm-hmm. this giving maze. Wow. And then you can say things as you tap the other tapping points, and there are tapping points on the face and on the chest, and you can tap those places, and before you know it, your shoulders come down and back, and your head goes up, and the knot in your stomach seems to dissipate. There are lots of wonderful tapping techniques.
Wow. It's a lot of things I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow. So
much. I have more questions than I have answers. However, having studied for 20 years so many techniques, there are a lot of things that, as Adrian indicated and you indicated, that you can do in 5 minutes. And it's remembering. If you write on a little index card in your wallet or your purse, mm-hmm. little ideas and affirmations, there's wonderful resources like Louise Hayes, You Can Heal Your Life.
Yes.
Great affirmation. And the book is old, but it's still true.
The book is old, but it was groundbreaking, and it's still totally valid.
Absolutely.
Wow. So what other problems do people come to you? I mean, you don't deal exclusively with caregivers, right, Janie?
Correct. Well, a number of people have anxiety at work or with relationships. And I mentioned before the raindrop technique, and we had a client whose husband suggested she come see us, and she was having relationship problems with her mother, and her husband said, well, why don't you go see Janie? Well, you know, what can it hurt? You know, an hour of your time, and the money spent. And after an hour on the table using that technique, she called me a couple of days later and said, I don't know what you did.
Right.
And it's a team effort. You know, there's the wonderful technique, my expertise, but it's the willingness of the person on the table to say, you know, I don't have to think this way anymore. I can let this go. As the Frozen song goes, I can let this go. And she, ever since, she's had good connection with her mom. And she only had one raindrop session.
That sounds really fascinating. I hope everybody who's listening to the show gets a hold of you. How can someone find out more about this? How should they contact you? Or even if they want to purchase... Do you actually sell the aromatherapy things?
Yes.
So you ship all over the country, all over the world?
Yes.
That's good. and it's the good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
What do they say? When the student is ready, the teacher will come?
Yes. I'm always looking for a good source of aromatherapy. So does your website have the different kinds that you have? I haven't seen it on the page yet that I'm on. Maybe I'm on the wrong page.
There's connection to it, but there's two
services and products.
They can call my phone number, which is in Long Beach, at 562-728-8178. They can go to www.lessbrainstressnow.com, and you're going to put the link in your
I already did.
Yes.
Right. Okay. They can also send an email to Sparkle, SPARKLE 47 at Verizon, verizon.net. And I'm happy to help. We have a workshop using essential oils in supplements this coming Saturday at 3:50.
So how does someone tune into that?
If they go to the website, there's a place on the right-hand side to register for the website, the workshop. Also, there's a place where they can get an e-report if they're interested in essential oil tips and techniques for caregiving.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of information. And we have your email. We have your phone number. Give your phone number one more time.
562-728-8178.
8178. There, I just posted that one as well. Okay, well, I really thank you so much for coming on the show, Janie. And we're going to promote your show. We're going to record this and we'll put it on your social media, on your Facebook. How does someone get on your Facebook? Do you have a Facebook for your company as well, or just your personal?
Just my personal.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again, Adrian. Thank you so much for taking time out of your vacation and letting the birds sing with you.
Not my vacation, but you're very welcome.
Anytime you're on Fire Island, you are on vacation.
To a certain extent, yeah.
Thank you for being so faithful to the show. I appreciate it. She's been a wonderful, wonderful co-host. She's the polish to my spit. And it's just, it wouldn't be the same show without her. So until next time, we will see you next Tuesday and every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Caregivers Caregiver Radio Program with Dave Nassani. Join Dave every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific, or catch the program anytime 24/7 right here on Radio Star Worldwide.